This is the Strategic Initiatives and Financial Oversight Committee meeting of Monday, September 9th, 2019. In attendance, we have David Kiklis, James Culhane, Darlene Umina, Robert Case, Jerry Desoletz, and Mike Gatlin. Sorry, Mike. I was going through the list and then I just blanked for a second there. My apologies. So we are recording this meeting for posterity, and we will get going here. So I will call the meeting to order. MK Feeney should be joining us shortly. She is traveling on her way currently. So announcements from the chair. I had some email conversations with Ala, the Citizen Participation Officer. She is just wanting some language from us, and then she said she had, based on that language, she had some great ideas of how to get it out. She didn't actually share those with me yet. I have not heard back from her from my last communication that I sent to her on Friday. So I will obviously keep in close touch with her tonight. If we, you know, once we make some decisions about what we're doing for the public meetings, then I will obviously reach back out to her and become more active in that. So, and I also reached out to the mayor's office. I have not gotten a response back yet about the newsletter that goes out to residents, so I'm waiting to hear back. I'm not sure if that's Ala or the mayor's office that does it, or a combination of the two, so I just have to get some clarity there. And but the idea is to get that this into that communication as well, just so that's another source to get the message out that we're holding these two meetings. But the meetings are still slated for September 23rd here in Nevins Hall. I spoke to buildings and facilities. They are ready for us. They have wireless mics. They have tables and chairs and all that good stuff for us. So they are excited to have us. And then I am waiting on final confirmation. I'm going to reach out to the superintendent's office tomorrow, to his assistant, because I turned in the application for the certificate to have the high school auditorium, but it's been a week and a half or so, and I haven't gotten final confirmation from them, so I just want to reach out to them to get final confirmation before we announce that October 7th date. But so tentatively it will still be October 7th at the Framingham High School auditorium. So that's all the announcements that I have. So we'll move on to approval of minutes from June 24th. Did everyone see those?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. We got them. Does anyone?
I move to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve. We have a second. Any discussion? All those in favor? It is unanimous.
Why am I glad to have those ones done? Oh, man.
So let's move on to July 29th. Did everyone receive those and have a chance to look at those? Yes?
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All right. Mr. Culhane, second?
Second.
All right. Mr. Kiklis, all those in favor? Any discussion? Nope. Any changes? Nope. All right. All those in favor? It is also unanimous. And then the last ones will be Monday, August 12th. We're doing pretty good here. We're just about caught up. Again, everyone received these. Did anyone see anything that was outstanding, or is there a motion to approve?
I have several.
All right. Motion to approve. Is there a second? Mr. Culhane?
Quick question. Was I present for that one? I think that's the one I missed.
Is that the one you...
I think I missed.
No, you're on here. Is that you attended? Okay. Let's see. You're on for all three of them that you attended.
Right. Oh, was it the... 26, I think you missed.
26, yeah. 26, right. I missed the last one.
We have those minutes. Not in it. Well.
Oh, interesting. But I don't remember him at the last one.
I don't either. Well, we're not approving these tonight, so we will go back and look at those.
I'll make a note.
So we have a...
See if you can find it if you were here.
Yeah. If I listen to the recording again, I can tell.
Yeah. Well, if we see, we can look down through and see if he made any comments, and then we'll know.
That's true, too.
So we have a first motion and a second on August 12th. Any other discussion? All those in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. So we will send those over to the clerk's office. And then now that those have all been approved, the ones that have recordings, I will also send those to the clerk's office because I have initially been told those can be put up on the public meeting portal. That way people can log in and listen to them. I don't know if that's true or not because I've never done it yet, but we will find out. I was told it was, so we will see how that works. All right, so the bulk of tonight is kind of the next session, the planning for our two public meetings that we will be having on the September 23rd and October 7th. So we just kind of need to kind of make some decisions about how we're going to move forward with these two meetings, what we want to focus on in these two meetings, and then we'll go from there. I will say that I did get feedback from one of the members who is not here tonight, who just had a suggestion that we actually may not want to talk about education at the high school because someone relayed to him that that could bring up a north side, south side type of thing. I'm just putting it out there because I said I would. So again, I said that's up to the committee to decide where they want to discuss what. I understand the need to be sensitive, but we'll see what the committee thinks about it. So we'll have that discussion if you want. But I gave everyone the strategic plan topic outline as of about 30 minutes ago, or actually, no, I guess about almost 2 hours ago now, where it sat, and you can kind of see the topics that have been put in order of kind of some buckets. So I just wanted to see if anyone had any suggestions between the two meetings, if there's a particular topic you think we should discuss in a particular place, or if there's something you think we should discuss first versus that. So it's really just more or less an open discussion to talk about how we want to handle this, or if you have any other questions, I'm happy to entertain those as well. Anyone?
Well, I think the question on education, it depends how much you dial down, because everyone's got their beef. True. You know, I mean, we all understand, okay, everyone wants better schools. The question is, how do you do it? And, you know, defining pot A versus pot B or north-south. And so the question is, where do we say, you know, this is the 10,000-foot view. You're asking questions at the grassroots level. That's just, you know, that's getting in the weeds, and that's not something that we are keen on doing. And, you know, where do you draw the altitude is the question to me.
Yeah, I think the outline is a good basis to use for putting some little narrative together that announces mm-hmm. and solicits public input at these public hearings. I think probably what will happen is that it's not some, I don't think we're going to get a lot of questions. I think what we're really seeking is input from, there might be people who are professionals within the community, they might be regular citizens, they might be elected officials, it could be anybody and everybody coming to say, you know,
this is what we think.
This is my two cents worth yeah. about where I think right. you should be going. And I think that will be interesting. I think you're right, though. If they want to get into the weeds of some aspect of government, either the schools or the city side, where none of us are probably equipped to do that, and I think the chair could
right.
just say,
yeah, yeah, just
you thank you so much for your remarks, and yeah. you know, move on to the next thing.
Yep.
I guess one of the things I don't know is there's so much when you think of Framingham, it's so large, so much going on. It does, I think, make sense to bifurcate it a little bit. Mm. I don't know if we should do education unto itself for one whole night, or do we add something else to it?
I think it would be beneficial to add something else, like something else that would typically be important to that group of people. So like the art, culture, recreation, Splashpad, you're going to have some crossover there. Maybe even from what I see, the younger people caring about the younger generations often care about the environment. I don't think that would be a bad thing to toss into that bucket for that
it's
night.
Funny because I was thinking education, environment. Too,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I personally am very concerned about the police staffing. That could cross over into some family involvement too, if we needed to fill in a little bit more in that
six,
night.
Seven. So there's really eight buckets that are on here. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Just to kind of add on to that. I think if we do one night of education, we guarantee that we'll be in the weeds.
Yeah, 100%.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that.
So we'll broaden it a little bit.
I also fear that if we, okay, so if we dedicate a whole night to education, and I think that we can easily piggyback some things that, again, will appeal to families because we're going to have mostly families for that night. It is going to become a grievance. I feel like it's going to become a grievance center for the school committee. And maybe not all.
I bet we hear some grievances anyway.
Oh, that, yeah. No doubt, all night. I have a feeling so, about us, about everybody.
So what if we were to broaden the topics? One, municipal concerns, one sort of family life concerns.
Yeah.
Something at that broad base. Because I agree that if we say education, everyone's, like, we started this, everyone's got a beef, right? Some, I didn't get into this program. There's too many of these programs. It's just blah.
And the buses.
We're not in the position to change that, right? I mean, poor Bob, he's the one who's stuck hearing from every side of every issue.
Right.
And
if we make it too generic, though, then we might not have anyone show up. So,
well, I think that might be where we get our pull. Is if we say we're talking about the environment, I think that's like a hot button. And
a lot will hinge on what the invitation looks like.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a narrative, a one narrative for the first night, a second narrative for the second, that will say to people, "You're a couple of issues I'm interested in. That's the night I want to go," kind of thing. So I think the narrative.
I'd have to agree with you there. I think we have a huge opportunity to really drill down on our own PR. This is our first public announcement of what we're doing and who we are. And I know I kind of harp on this, you know, a few times, but if we can engage people really early with the right graphics and the right message and the right messaging out to the public, like, we can have, I think, a lot of support and a lot of good ideas. And if we kind of rest on our laurels and wait for the mayor's office to get back to us, then we're not gonna necessarily. We don't know if it's maybe the we talked about the two different offices that could be helping with the email, but if we wait too long, we're not going to get the adoption to the meetings that we need.
Yeah. I completely agree with that. I don't think we should wait. We'll just keep plowing ahead, and when we can fit in our stuff into whatever their schedule is, then that's what we'll
There's
do.
A lot here in this grouping. I don't think it's overwhelming, and I think the categories are broad enough so that there's a lot of meat within each one of them.
But I don't know if we should limit ourselves. You know, at the end of it, we may end up with a ninth bucket or something.
Someone's going to come and say something that doesn't neatly fall in.
Right, exactly.
You know, right.
How would you problem? Well, crap, what do you put that in?
That would be the environment.
What are we doing about mosquitoes? Well, that's
an environment too, yeah.
We
want to avoid it being a bitching at the school committee substitute session.
Right.
Yeah, and the chair will use his discretion to move people in the right direction, I think. You've sort of gotten used to that. You saw last night, I think, right?
Yes. Now, we will. I will come up and have like an opening statement to tell
And the committee, we would, as the committee members, also support the chair and his, you know, moving things along in a cohesive, thoughtful
right.
way.
This is not a grievance process. This is, where do you see us in 10 years from now?
Well, I agree.
That's one thing that's always helpful to do, and I think the chair knows this as well. If people get into personalities, that's where you say, we would like to hear you on this topic, but please don't get into personalities. Don't name people and name names. Let's talk about the issue that you're here to be concerned about. I had to do that at a town meeting maybe 1 million times. Oh, I think the town manager's up. No, we're not going to go there. We're going to go back to what's the issue.
What's the issue? Right. I agree.
I think, too, if we are too, and it might not be the direction we're heading in anyway, but if we're too forthcoming with all of our little issues, it could be confusing. Are we thinking about just like letting them know about buckets, or are we really going to, obviously this is public or eventually will be public, but I don't want people to be sidetracked into these certain things.
I think
too.
That's the question, right, is if you publish this as the buckets or agenda, you've framed the conversation.
Yeah.
If you leave it open-ended, you get a million comments that don't fall neatly. It's a tough discussion.
But don't we really want to welcome like all comments? Like I feel like at least one of our missions here is to really say, you know, we're here for you. This is what we've come up with, but we want to know everything that you're coming up with.
Have we missed anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could put, and I know this is a challenge for anyone to do, but if you could put each evening into a paragraph or two in terms of the solicitation, I think you can be detailed enough, so you solicit input without
getting so far into the weeds that people will be exhausted by it. Mm-hmm. And there's a balance there, but a couple of, you know, I don't know about any of you, but as I get older, when I get down to like the second or third paragraph, I'm like, I think we hit
it
them.
It works the same way, yeah. Young, old, the younger, worse.
I think
worse,
we want to hit them in the first paragraph or the second at the latest, you know, about what this is all about, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. So, what I've heard, just as far as like maybe picking some topics to put together, I heard environment, education, arts and culture. Is there one, I mean, there's eight, so if we divide it 4 and 4, is there one other one that you think would fit in well? Mary Kate Feeney has entered the room. For all of those listening.
maybe traffic, because I feel like busing is such a hot topic right now, and part of busing problems
in the pool.
Like the part of busing problems is how bad our traffic is and transportation in the city. So that's going to end up being brought up on the education night anyway. So that could be a natural piggyback.
And then that would leave economic development, housing, which can kind of the municipal side, and affordability, that which kind of goes together too.
Yeah.
So
affordability and housing go really close.
Right. I think that might be a good division for us.
I think that sounds good.
So
Mary-Kate, we're sort of dividing the two nights into 4 segments each, using this as the model, strategic plan thing here as a model for having 4 topics in one night and 4 topics in another.
Great.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
And Mary-Kate, the only other thing, when I talked to Ala, she just said, send me some language. I've got lots of ideas to get the message out.
Perfect.
So if we can get something pulled together, then we will get that to her as soon as possible. And then we'll continue on with our other ideas that we had.
Okay. So
but I go ahead.
Sorry. I was thinking it might not be worth it to publish the bullet points that we have.
Right.
Right, yeah. Just the broad topics.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Right, and then let people fill in, and if it lines, great. If not, there's another line item that we didn't think of that we can add in.
I think that would actually be very interesting to see if any of the same topics get brought up that we've already discussed, because they may not necessarily know what we've discussed.
I mean, some of them probably will, like the police thing, because it's been in the news.
Right.
Right, but like the CSX thing, unless you're really paying attention, you may not know.
You may not know about it. True.
Okay.
So those, is everybody comfortable with those 4 buckets then?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a vote on it or anything? I don't think we need to take a vote on it necessarily. But so the first night we'll do education, arts, culture, transportation, and environment. On the first night?
The first night is Nevin's, right?
Yes. Well, that, and we can have that discussion. Do you want to do that the first night or the second night?
Well, education at the high school, surely.
With the exception of this. Did you say who the person was?
No.
Or are we not talking? Okay.
So I don't personally have an issue with doing the education
thing at
high school. It seems appropriate site for it.
It's not really north-south. I feel like it is the high school, and we have one.
I think high school education.
Yeah.
It was the second one in Nevins.
If you did the reverse, some people say, why aren't you doing education at the high school?
Yeah.
What's the reason for not doing education at the high school?
Right.
Yeah, you're never going to be able to please everyone.
Yeah,
so.
I agree with you.
And it's also a very comfortable forum for a lot of the parents, too. Like, I think we'll get more, hopefully, more people.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to get that.
Mr. Bloomfield, I will just let you know we are recording the meeting tonight. Just so you know.
Yeah.
We are recording the meeting tonight.
I'm not used to talking into any kind of devices, either video or audio, so I'm probably going to leave.
I just wanted to let you know.
I just wanted to wave hi, and I see you don't have a full compliment, and I hope you're making good headway.
We are.
As you know, we need this to work.
Thank you, sir.
Too bad we didn't have it day one, when everything changed over, right? And when we first got our city councilors and the school committee and the mayor, so you could have been already up and running. I hope you can catch up.
Thank you.
We're doing a good job. Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. So then we will do economic development, housing, the municipal side, and keeping Framingham affordable, the affordability on the first night then.
Sounds good.
If everybody's okay with that.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. So I'll switch my numbers. So 2 is Nevins Hall, 1 is the high school. All right. Mary-Kate, are you still able to help with press release language?
Absolutely,
and
yes.
Stuff like that? Okay. I can work with you offline, and if you have anything, you know.
I'm happy to collaborate.
Yes, and the secretary as well. So we can
do
that.
That's one of those things that I just enjoy. and have a little bit of a history in. So if you need some sort of piggybacking or if you want to meet in my office, I'm happy to do that.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So we'll do that. I did want to just, is there any other discussion about what we want to talk about and what nights we want to talk about? So far sounds good. All right. I did just want to go back through and kind of recap the different ways in addition to the city's newsletter that we said we would put it on, just for, you know, clarity and to make sure that I haven't missed anything. We talked about Access TV to put an ad on there. Ron said he would put something on the government TV channel. Do we know when the next city council meeting is? Is that
they're meeting tonight, weren't they?
It's a Monday.
Oh, it's a subcommittee. Okay.
So tomorrow.
I think they rescheduled it to
after the
preliminary, but I think it's like Wednesday or something weird, or Thursday.
Thursday. So that would be like the Thursday right before we met.
Because they, you know. Last week's meeting went so well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Thursday.
Let's see. Well, if we can make an announcement there, we will.
Press release.
I'm happy to go and just talk during public participation time and invite them to join us. And I will send them an email ahead of time, of course, inviting them to join us in the school committee as well, to be there, either or both.
And your press release said what to the usual suspects, too, right?
The source, I would imagine.
The source.
And if you want for the education one, we could ask it to go home in the week, you know, in the weekly email blast that go out to the schools, and all the students get it. We just have to ask.
The parents get it, yeah.
Yeah, all the parents get the email blast now, right?
Do you request that from each individual school?
I think you can do it through the superintendent's office.
Yeah, maybe when you're talking to his office.
Because there's the global stuff that goes out.
I'm sorry?
Rochelle.
Oh, yeah. Rochelle. Okay, Rochelle. That's us.
Because that just goes out as a weekly or whatever the schedule is. We're not stuffing backpacks anymore. Thank God.
Oh, I still got some today.
Did you really?
Yes. Really? From Dunning, yep.
I believe it was a blizzard for a few years.
Yeah.
That's an issue right there, isn't it?
The next city council meeting is the 19th.
So the 19th. So I will, just for media's sake, I'll still
put that in. To this point, we have done an excellent job, and I think we've done everything that we possibly could with what we've been dealt. I think one major misstep that we could fall into, that people would then say there was a misstep, is not getting this out to enough people to let them know that we're having these discussions, and not doing a good enough job making the whole city aware. And that's something, you know, to this point, we've done what we've been dealt with. So I think we really need to push hard on getting the message out fast, getting the message out to every possible nook and cranny.
If we get the notice up for the 23rd, probably within the next couple of days.
So that's,
right,
that's
so
2 weeks from today.
Student council.
It's 2 weeks from today.
The one on October 7th, we have a little bit more.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I think if, you know, we can toss this around tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
Just get this
definitely.
Out.
Definitely. And just get it out.
I think if you give 2 weeks notice, that's pretty good.
But I mean, too, like, we need to really focus on where we're putting it out, not just relying on, right. I think we all heavily rely on Facebook.
Yep.
As a community in general. So we got to go beyond that.
And we can each put it on our own individual Facebook pages and to our own networks of people to invite and say, hey, and put it on Framingham Government Community Chat and all the typical usual suspects.
Direct mail would be crazy, right? And we don't have a budget anyway. So.
We don't have a budget. I mean, had we had more time, maybe we could have got it in the last water bill or something, but we would have to plan way ahead for that.
For what it's worth, that would be my water bill. So.
Well, right. Yeah, it's quarterly, right?
Quarterly.
School committee is the 25th.
You need to remind them for the October meeting.
For the October meeting. Thank you. I was just going to ask you that. School committee is the 25th.
What date in October?
October 7th, Monday,
you know,
October 7th.
Sadly, because we don't really have a city newspaper anymore, right? There isn't one outlet that reaches most everybody.
What about flyers at some of the coffee places? Or any other places, the sandwich places, coffee places, libraries?
Yeah, we may want to do something to put up in the library.
but that means we got to make a poster, right?
No, you just need a flyer. We can just print out the press release.
Yeah. The other issue on that is you have to do it in at least a couple of languages. You can translate it. You can't just do it in English.
That's okay. We must have assistance for that, right?
No.
Well, can we cross over with like the superintendent's office at all for that? I get my messaging in three languages.
Yeah.
I think if you reach out to them and ask, because we do have a translation office, I think it would be really important to do it ASAP because they are...
I'm sure they're constantly translating.
Yeah, I would definitely do this. It's a great point.
Okay. Should I start that conversation with Rochelle?
Yeah, you could.
Okay, and just ask her.
There's usually a lead time on that. It's not like
yeah, I know.
Today and get it the day after. There's
right.
That's going to be problematic.
Which brings up what you're also saying too. Are we? I'm sorry if this was already discussed.
No.
But are we having translation at our hearings?
That's a good question.
I mean, what does the city council do?
They don't.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't set a new standard for ourselves. I think we should be respectful, but I just think it would be really hard to get that up and running.
I know there was, and I had not seen this at kindergarten orientation this year at Dunning. They actually had a translator in my son's kindergarten classroom, and she was talking into a headset, and so everyone that needed it just had a little earpiece so they could hear it in their own language. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's really awesome. You know, I've never seen this even at Dunning before. So I was really impressed with that. I mean, I don't know if anyone could do it. I could.
Right. Like worst case, I'm thinking if the superintendent's office is a little too backed up, I mean, this is something that I think this is really, really important and something that we can completely misstep on and then get backlash on if we're not putting this out appropriately. So I'd be willing to, I know my nanny is fluent in Portuguese. I could just be like, here, do this for a certain fee, and that would cover that language. I don't know anybody fluent in Spanish, but someone must.
Yeah. There, Wanda Blackenberg, she is she's the past PTO president at Barbary.
Oh, that's
and
perfect.
She does translation all the time for the schools too. So.
Okay, I think we can. I think we can get it covered, and I think we really should make every effort.
We need to make the effort.
Yeah.
So we'll make the effort and
so in the written stuff, but I'm in agreement. I think live translation during the event would just be complicated.
Especially if you're going to have a large group.
Right, because
this is the first time we've ever done it, so we don't know what we're going to have.
I think it's fair to say follow the council's lead if they don't, you know.
City council doesn't.
Yeah, the school committee doesn't either, so.
So is the format you're going to give opening statements and then we just put the mic out there?
Yeah, well, and I'll introduce topics, and you know we'll see. It is our committee meeting.
So that's in the description, right?
Yes.
What we're doing.
So we'll and if we need to spur conversation, maybe we bring up some of the ideas that we've had so far, and we just talk about the outline, right. And we say, right. Here's what we've maybe you'd be interested in hearing what we've discussed first. Are already, and to try to generate some. I will say, in talking to Buildings and Grounds today with Sandy in the Buildings and Facilities office here at Nevins Hall, she said that what they have found is that they usually get a better response from people if someone walks around with the microphone and takes it to the person instead of having them line up. Because something about they have to go in line up and then they feel very hesitant and then they feel exposed, they feel like they want to do that.
If we get more than one wireless mic.
We have five.
So what really is helpful is one person's talking, you bring the mic over to
the next person
that's waiting so there's not this awkward gap between them.
Yeah, we used to do this in the governor's office. The other reason why you hold it for them is so that they...
You can take it away.
You can
take it away.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your 3 minutes. If you have any additional comments, send it in.
I do agree not having the town meeting line sort of thing. You know,
right.
And that we just have.
Is somebody running this for us?
Well, that would be my next question. Do any committee members want to do that?
No, I mean the AV portion.
Yes, the facilities. There will be the facility at least here at Nevins Hall. I'm still waiting to have that conversation at the high school.
You need to have them pop the mic down.
True.
Right. Which is
I know. In the community conversations that the mayor's office has had, it's usually like they turn it on and it just runs by itself. Okay. Nobody, there's not like a mixer sitting there and doing stuff. It's like it's on, it's off kind of thing.
I also think it's a nice way to go about it with us being a larger committee, and it feels more friendly to have us walking around with the microphones and instead of like all of us sitting at a table, like what were we talking about last time? Supreme Court style, I think somebody said. That could be very overwhelming, you know, so if we're spread out a little bit, I just think that we just need to make it as approachable as possible to get a doctor.
Depending on how many people show up, you can split, you know, left side of the room, right side of the room.
I'm willing to handle a mic. I think that my follow-up question is going to be, we're not going to meet before the second meeting, and are we going to have, is there going to be any adjustments that we might want to make, and how do we get comfortable with that?
We could always call a quick additional meeting if we wanted to.
Yeah, why don't we see how that goes, and if we have to retool.
Yeah, let's just...
Are we allowed to do conference calls? Not yet, right? Unless we record it?
No.
Because we have to publicly call a meeting.
We have to publicly call a meeting, and then the actual quorum has to be in the room, and only people can call into it. So it's not that we can have a conference call in lieu of a public meeting.
Why don't we leave it to the chair's discretion? So say the first chair.
We'll see how it goes.
There are good things about it and other challenging things. Maybe we have a quick meeting to resolve some of them.
Maybe we figure that just keep the Monday open in between.
What's the requirement in terms of public notice for a meeting?
48 hours.
So you could always just put a date on the calendar. We may not use it, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep. We could do that.
That's a great idea.
And then if we need to cancel it or don't feel we need it, then we can just... Because we could obviously have a very quick conversation before we go home that night.
First. It might just be a powwow and we're done.
Right.
But
right.
It's just we don't quite know what the heck we're going to get. And to the extent we get something off track, we want to get it on track the next time.
So people will be making statements, I guess. I'm assuming that you, Mr. Chairman, or other members of the committee may occasionally have a question to ask. So you'd have to manage that as well. I think it's a good idea to go around with a mic, but I also want to be able to hear what people are saying in terms of presenting testimony.
Right.
So
what facilities here suggested, at least for Nevins Hall, is to, you know, they would put, because they're going to set it up with three tables at the front with three of us at each table. If we want to sit there, we can. If you want to walk around the room.
I think we could do both.
Yes, right? we can do both, and you guys, you know, can take turns about standing up, you know, depending on how many people get here. And, I mean, I'm hoping that we will have an amazing turnout. I would be thrilled with that.
Yeah.
But, so we can take turns, and then if you're at the table, and I can recognize... obviously the committee members, because the committee members, according to our policy that we passed, always take precedence. So we can make sure that we have our conversation prior to any public.
Are we going to televise or video? Or
I am still working on that. I have to have another conversation with Ron Rigo to see.
If nothing else, we should grab an audio of everything that goes through the mics. So one of the things that, if we can do that, then we should instruct people, if you're not on the microphone, you're not going to get captured, right? So if someone's shouting from the floor,
I would probably point that out.
You're going to have to circle back and use the microphone. If we can, I'm assuming there'd be an out where we could capture at least an audio recording.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that little device in Nevins is just going to get swallowed by.
Yeah, we're good if Ron. I hope Ron will be able to accommodate doing it all. Let's see. You might want to have a backup. I don't think this is going to happen, but say we have 300 people, 200 of whom want to speak. You probably want to then at some point, because we're scheduling, 2 hours?
Yes.
Say at the end, you know, there are so many people who want, additional people who wish to speak, we're going to set another night for a hearing.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll have to do that, but just in case, I would think you should have it in the back of your head.
Right.
On that same vein with how we don't know how many people, I think there's like public rules of gathering that once you hit, I think it's over 100 people, you're supposed to have a police detail there. Anything like that?
At the high school, the forum said 125 maybe or something.
125
or 150. Yeah. So I haven't anticipated that. I said I'm thinking 50 to 75 if we're doing really well. Because this, again, is the first time we're doing it. So maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised.
You never know. If, you know, if there's a big crowd, it looks like they have pitchforks and torches.
We always make a call.
We can call
911.
Could
be with education.
Do you have an officer you could send right now to the high school?
I think we could.
Because I don't know what we would do in that case. You know, it would be...
coffee break.
And then they call back and they say, we don't have enough officers on tonight. Fend for yourselves.
Could be. Okay, so we had the city council school committee meeting. I'm going to reach out to the translation office once we get some language, and hopefully Mary Kate and Darlene and I can get some language out hopefully tomorrow, or at least started a good bulk of it tomorrow. Schedule an extra Monday meeting just to have it as a placeholder if we need it for a quick recap. And I forgot to put the patch on here. And then Facebook invites. So whatever we come out up with, I will, for a Facebook invite, obviously we'll... Is everyone on Facebook? I guess I should ask that first, because not everyone is on Facebook.
I know a fair number of people who don't.
Right. Right. So those of you that are, if you want to see it, or you want us to tag you in it so you can send it out to your networks of people, you know, that's... We'll create an event for it, a calendar event for it, and then, you know,
we can share it.
We will ask.
I was going to say...
Judging from the...
If you can do it, just do it. I wouldn't necessarily wait for Facebook the city, but...
Yeah.
You should decide.
Yeah, I think we'll see what Allah's...
What her ideas are. Yep.
And because that might be one of them.
Right.
We could reach out to some of the preschools too. They all do their newsletters. They all have, and they either have kids already in the school system. Some people are not residents of the city, but likely they are. And it's just another venue, or not venue, method to get it out.
Okay. Anything else that anyone thinks we should discuss about these meetings? Any kind of logistics? Anything? I just wanted to really try to focus on this tonight, since it is our next two meetings. So,
if anything pops up, you should just shoot us a note, and we'll follow your lead, whatever it is you're looking for.
Okay, I can do that. Going once, going twice. Okay, let's see where we are here now. So we will move on to new business. Is there any new business that we should consider, that anyone wants to consider?
Just a question on this.
Yeah, oh, yes.
On this
outline?
On the document. Mm-hmm. The idea is to keep it in bullet points, because obviously one can get into the weeds on some of these points.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, one of the things, obviously, we said the budget process. One of the things they talked about was like a rolling four-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's what we mean by budget process, rather than having to go down and weed it in there. I mean, I didn't know if we're supposed to make, you know, edits at that level, or is this kind of a bigger level?
I would read it that way, that includes that. I do think, Mr. Chairman, going down the road with this, we probably do want to flesh some of this out more, and we will be doing that. I think now, I think that captures that.
That's why I didn't touch it yet.
Yeah. I do think we need, once... We ourselves will have to, at some point, get a little bit into the weeds on some of the stuff.
Absolutely. I'm. What I would think would happen is, once we have the two public hearings, that we would have a much better idea of where the residents would like us to focus, and then we sit down and we say, okay, now's the time to pick the four, five, six things that we really want to put in our report to give to the mayor and the city council and the school committee. And divide, and at that point, divide them up so we can dig into the weeds a little bit for them, depending on what the topic may be, just so we can have some research done into each of those in order to put it into a format, and then discuss those and vote on those and move forward. That would be my ideal anyway. So, anyone else?
Could you just refresh our recollection of where the city manager and folks are in terms of their additional communication with us about the plan?
So the last we heard from Thatcher was they, and I believe they did have their little offsite with the department heads, from what I heard. It's probably a good idea for me to reach back out to them to get an update about where they are in their process, so we kind of know where our timeline fits in with theirs, hopefully. Because at this point, we don't know exactly when the mayor's office would be planning to actually present the strategic plan to the city council. So I would hope that we can be done sooner than later with our part, so we can give her plenty of time to go over it. And then at that point, because she is the one actually charged with writing the strategic plan, it'll be up to her whether, and we can obviously lobby for the stuff that we want to put in, and that's what our report would be. And then it would be up to her whether she accepts it or takes some but not all or whatever. But I will happily reach back out to their office or to Thatcher and just say, do you have more idea of a timeline that you're working with, just so we kind of have an idea of where we are.
Yeah, that would be great, because your point is well taken, that we do want to have the opportunity to have input on the plan. Mm-hmm. Now, in the end, she may decide to not include something we're suggesting. That's her prerogative. But then we've at least had the opportunity to raise the issue and could, on our own motion, say something else to some other piece of government.
Correct.
Put a rebuttal to the city council saying,
well, and I will say that SIFOC does or is required by the charter to deliver our own report to the city council and to the mayor's office, and I'm thinking that's like kind of our viewpoint of the strategic plan, and this is what we've come up with. And that would be before the mayor would make her decision if she's going to accept what we offer or not, or take parts of it or
move
it around.
And this is by what date exactly again? Are we supposed to January, right?
There's no exact date.
It
just says 2020.
Huh.
So I don't.
So December 31st, 2020.
So, you know,
if you don't.
The SIFOC is required on an annual basis to deliver a report to the three appointing bodies. So, you know, we have, since we didn't get a full year this year, I would like to have our report done in January if possible, and delivering that over, unless we find out the mayor's timeline is bumped up and she miraculously wants to do it before Christmas or the holidays.
We'll probably have to rely a little bit upon their schedule as
right.
well.
Right, exactly.
Because we don't want to put a report out just for the sake of a report.
Right.
I think we want to have some substance to it.
And that would give us longer to have more substance.
That was my point. Like, if they did an off-site retreat, everyone that I've ever been on, it's usually some sort of facilitated discussion, right? So there may have been some deliverable, at least. What are their buckets?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what can they give us, not in the detail, but in broad outline? Because if our buckets, if they don't align at all,
yep.
then it's a miss, right?
Yep.
So how are they thinking of the world?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if there's some broad guidance around that,
yep.
I think it might help us codify what we've got here and align the two things. Because what we don't want to do is deliver a report that doesn't align at all with, and now someone else has to be in the middle and try to work between these two things, right?
I will say, two school committee meetings ago, I believe it was, the mayor was there and she mentioned that her focus for the plan, or a plan for the future, is based on her five pillars that she continuously talks about. So I would think that there's going to be some alignment around those.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to really dig back in to see
right.
what those pillars are.
Well, I mean, real, right?
Right.
Substantive.
Right. So that's, you know, I can see her kind of organizing things in that direction. So, but I will, like I said, I will reach out to Thatcher and see.
Yeah, whatever he can give us as a high level
just an
summary
update.
Of
yep.
their retreat, if they did it,
agreed.
Would be useful, right?
Yeah, agreed. So I will do that. I will reach out to him as well. Anything else for yes, Mr. Desmond?
The last meeting we discussed, and you were going to raise this with the school committee about our continuing communication with the school committee, whether it's with them as a whole, with different groups of them, with some of them, with none of them. Have you had a chance to chat with them about how that communication should?
I did have a quick follow up conversation with the chair, Adam Freudberg, just to let him know that, you know, I think, and exactly what we had said, you know, the three appointees, if they want to communicate, that's fine. But there was some concern that only having the three appointees as the go-between between the school council and us could lead to some miscommunication or lost communication or something. So we would prefer to do it in some format where we're all together, but they can still obviously talk to their three appointees if they want to confer on a project or talk about a particular subject. And I would imagine whatever piece, because I'm, and I don't think it's too big of an assumption, I think there will be a substantial education piece that we're going to put in our report. So I would think that the three appointees from the school committee could obviously take that education piece and go to the school committee to say, this is what we're thinking. We'd love, if anybody has any extra feedback or research or anything that you have that you can share with us, and talk to the school department, the superintendent's office, of that nature. You know, I think that's obviously very doable. But I did share with him that as far as official communications or whatever, we would love to have something more official, even if it is a full joint meeting between the two boards. And I said, of course, you know, you have to see how your committee members leave it up. And I, you know, I shared that we were hoping to keep it as consistent as possible, but realizing, of course, these main elected boards are going to change every 2 years, and the chair could change every 2 years, and it's really their prerogative on how they want to do the communication. So obviously SIFOC will just have to roll with the punches as we go through the years in those communications. So we won't necessarily be able to be 100% consistent. So we'll just deal with it as we have to. Yes.
I was reflecting on this over the weekend while I was doing the minutes, and while I completely understand your point about something getting lost in translation, if we're going to try to be consistent, and we're going to be literally as a SIFOC board constantly at meetings, and I think we should rely on the fact that three people were appointed from each office for a reason, and hope that if one or two, hopefully we can have like two at least at each meeting, so that there'll be less loss in translation, maybe even three. But if we're constantly meeting with school committee as a whole, and we're meeting with the council as a whole, and we're meeting with the mayor's office as a whole, we're gonna have no time for what we're here to do. So I do think it might be worth reflecting upon going back to the idea of the relying on the three appointees for each group, and if that would work in a consistent manner based on simply time.
Yeah, I think the time is obviously challenging for all of us, but I do think that there could be a perspective that the three people appointed by the school committee have a certain view that might or might not be shared by the other six members of the committee. And so you don't want to get into a situation where you then get into, well, gee, you're representing the school and not the committee overall in terms of what you're presenting. I'm not sure that...
Maybe you could shake it up so you have one appointee and one buddy from another.
Well, that could be, or maybe we do with them what we did with the city councils. You hear two of them come, or two or three. How many are there? Nine. Two come at a time, or three come. I'm not sure how you can do it. I just think at some point, I think we as a whole have to have the opportunity to have a little interplay with the school committee on its thinking about the future. I think it's great that people with the education expertise who are appointed by the school committee maybe have a more substantive understanding of the whole picture. But I do think...
And I mean, we're using school committee as an example because it happens to be the most recent committee that's talked to us about this, but it's the same for council. I just think it's something, if we rely on trying to line up both of our full meetings on a consistent basis, it's just going to be too much.
Yeah, I don't think we want to have a bunch of meetings.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't think that that would be.
I would think a meeting.
School committee does either.
I would agree with that.
What? It sounded like school committee was saying they want someone from SIFOC at most meetings. Did I misconstrue that?
I have not seen that in the videos, and I have not been asked that.
I'm thinking, so. This was based on the conversation I thought that you had with Adam.
No, that.
Because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, out of the three of us, if we, you know, someone takes one meeting, whatever, that's fine, then that's doable. But, okay, so I was thinking they wanted, like, full representation, then we're talking about all of us going.
No.
So you just feel like quarterly or even every 6 months or something.
We would like to have some dialogue.
Yeah.
Since we did have, you know, we have three appointees, the city council, like, everybody should, I think. I think it would be, it only behooves both of our groups to have dialogue.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
What that form looks like.
We're still hashing it.
So if you could talk with Adam and then, you know, recommend something to us about how we want to proceed on the communication.
We should talk to council too and see.
And the
because if we're going to be consistent.
Well, we've done.
The council's done.
We've already heard the council. The council has
heard the council. But isn't this like for moving forward in general and how?
Well, maybe, but the council's going to change in November because seven people are leaving, including the chair.
But it's going to still be the same amount of people and the same.
I'm assuming that, by the way, probably after the election, we would want to meet again, not too far down the road with the new council because there are going to be a lot of new members.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think that.
Yes.
Meeting with, let's assume even that the council doesn't change. We know that it's going to, but let's assume it's the same people. Another meeting with the council in the manner in which it was done before doesn't strike me as being particularly productive. I think that what we have at the two public forums will inform the conversations we have with each of those groups going forward. And then it makes those something more than 15,000 feet in the air looking down. We've got some specific input from the people in the city. We can say, this is what we heard, this is what we're talking about, what's your take on it, and then we can put that into something that looks like a plan.
Right.
I think just generalized conversations like we've had before were useful, but not necessary of being repeated.
I would also think the new council members coming in, they won't be sworn in until January, and I'm sure they're going to have a lot to get up to speed on and a lot to do to kind of get to where they need to go to be able to lead and govern. So it may be, I don't know that, I agree that it wouldn't necessarily, I'm not sure how beneficial it would be to have a conversation there because they're just getting, most of them, just getting their feet wet.
I think probably over time, you know, if you think of the plan as a living document.
Right.
Over time, whether it's us or our successors here, are going to be continuing to have these meetings with the other, like with the three branches of government here. And that will be always a work in progress. So I don't think you want to have 1,000 meetings, but we probably are going to have continuing meetings over the course of time.
Oh.
Whether it's us or whoever takes our place on the committee.
Agreed.
Just because the names and the issues will change and then budget will change and the schools would be, all sorts of things will happen.
Absolutely. Agreed. Anything else? So is there any other, oh, and I will just say I believe from my recollection of, because it was a very quick phone call with Adam, the chair of the school committee, I think he may be bringing this up at like the next school committee meeting, just to talk to the committees to see if he can flesh out any more of what the committee members want to actually do.
Good.
But you know, he did ask that if there's anything of large substantial change that we might be making about the school department and the education, that we might at least just consult them first so they can see what's going to be talked about.
That's and an interesting
just
statement.
Just to kind of give them a heads up.
It kind of falls upon what you were saying last week about people thinking we have more power than we do. Like, yeah. We can't.
I did share that with him as well, that there was some concern that a couple of the school committee members, it seemed like they thought we were the chosen ones to save Framingham and pull money out of thin air. And that's not what we're here for. And he understood that completely. So
none of us have deep pockets.
No, that, yes. At least I don't. My three children take all my money.
It's interesting. I think that over time, SIFARC, so otherworldly, but I think that over time it will sort of adopt the, I think if you remember, if we're not that far removed from the town, if you remember the town's finance committee, those nine people who were appointed by the moderator were often looked to for advice and guidance on things. Mm-hmm. And I think they had a lot of sway with town meeting. They didn't make the final decisions. They didn't often determine some things. Sometimes they get voted down, though not usually. But people looked to them for advice and guidance, not necessarily for leadership and decision making, but for background and understanding of the issues mm-hmm. before them. And that's the role. And I think that whoever wrote, various people we know wrote different pieces of the charter, they looked at this as sort of a replacement for the finance committee.
So I would agree.
So I think what we're struggling around here is, right, first mandate is to information gather, put together guidance on a strategic plan. The second is, how do you be effective and communicate with a two-way street, right? How does this committee engage with the city and with the various governing committees to, because once the plan is written, hopefully you're not substantively rewriting it year over year, otherwise you're never going to get anything done, right?
Right.
So it's a modification as stuff gets solved or drops off, new stuff takes its place. But I think one of the things that we need to tackle after the elections and after we get this report done is just that flow, right? How do we interject ourselves into that flow of stuff to be an oversight guidance committee? And right now we don't have that. We have, so far, a one-way street where we listened, but eventually we're going to have to come up with a way that ideas can get surfaced up and then then back. So I think that's something we need to think about as we figure out what this committee is all about, because that's going to end up, you know, and I agree with you, I think that's the way that this is going to end up, you know, the advisory committee part of it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's our mandate over the next 12 months is to get that flow.
Right. I would agree with that, and I would also think that, and I'm just purely using this, you know, should we make a recommendation that we agree we should in 10 years or whatever the years are that we should focus on early childhood and have preschool across the city, and then the superintendent, as one of his goals, has this research and he does the initial research, then the school committee may say, hey, what do you guys think about it? Look at the finances. Let us know what you think and what's your opinion on it. They could very well do that, and I think we might all welcome that anyway. And I think that would be that kind of oversight part of us, to once the different bodies start looking at what's in the plan, having us dig even deeper into the weeds to just make an opinion, to say this is what we think, we take a vote, this is how the vote ended up, and it may give them some feedback that they need in order to make a more informed decision. So I could totally see that happening, and I agree. I think this is more of a replacement for the finance committee of old that we had.
Yes. Also, you know, one good thing for us all to remember too, right now the city's not really facing a budget crisis. It sometime in the not too distant future probably will. And this committee, I think, is a great communication vehicle for the three branches of government to speak to each other, which we often had very challenging discussions at town meeting and other places, because the schools weren't talking to the city weren't talking to schools, and there was a lot of dissension on the floor of town meetings. That always, by the way, happens when there's a really tight budget. And I see this committee, and it probably won't be this year because I don't think we're going to face that, but this is a great communication vehicle for the city at large to get the three branches together to talk about challenging, sometimes difficult issues. And I think all three of the entities in the city would look to it for maybe some guidance on stuff.
That's a great point.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kind of dilutes the adversarial pieces.
Yeah, that's right.
The four-year budget is so critical.
So is there any additional new business or anything else that we want to talk about coming up? So our future, as far as the future meeting schedule, we'll meet on the 23rd in Nevins Hall. Yeah. If anything comes up after Mary Kate and Darlene and I have had a chance to talk and collaborate on something, I will send everybody an email about it. Just to pass along information to everybody. But plan on meeting in Nevins Hall on the 23rd. And then I will also update everyone once I get the final official word and the actual certificate from the school department about the high school. And then the following meeting 2 weeks later would be at the high school on October 7th. And I'll put in a placeholder meeting that Monday in between. Just so if you can keep that open, just in case we need to have a 15-minute meeting, 20-minute meeting to recap and discuss if we want to change the format for the second meeting, then that would be good. Otherwise, is there...
And then the 21st, we're back in this building?
And then the 21st, I actually have to reach out and start reserving some other rooms again. because I don't believe I have anything that late in October yet. So I will as well let you guys know that as well. Any additional anything? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Oh, Mary Kate, second. All those in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you very much, everyone. We will see you at the public meeting.
All right.